I'm chosen. The text of my speech from St. John's 15th chapter, 8 verses from the start of the chapter, and the words are in Jesus' name as follows. I am the true wine, and my Father is the who's been man. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, and it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in wine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the wine, and ye are the branches. That abide in me, and I in him, in the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast for as a branch, and it is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Amen. For the first, I'd like to tell the greetings from Sikatara, my camp, from the third and the fourth confirmation camp. And there was on Wednesday night, there was a service, and their brother who was invited there, he had to those confirmation participants and the parents, a very good speech. And that speech was really teaching, real tangible, and the next day, I did ask from the boat group of confirmation kids what the preacher was saying yesterday, and the pupils, the kids, they were very good, and it's good to remember that kind of a nice behaving group. Nobody waved their hands, not in either crew. Nobody could tell that what yesterday the preacher preached, and I'd say that sermon was a good one. So then I was kind of waiting for the answer. Okay, then one boy said, yes, he does remember that the preacher had fallen off the tree. So the preacher used there in his sermon as a good technical teaching that he was asking there, that have you been falling from the tree? And this preacher was telling that he had fallen from the tree. Fall, it doesn't have nothing to do with the gospel, but he kind of waked up these boys with this word, so he took a nice start. Really, I'd like to make such a conclusion out of this, that our preachers is it's in vain that we think that a lot of people would remember a lot of our sermons. So they go through and they will be forgotten, and maybe there's some kind of a thought that boy, that the preacher had fallen out of the tree as a kid, that's all what he remembered, but not that inner, deeper message. It's petting, but maybe it is also in the bigger, more adult listeners. That's true as well. Another matter that I'd like to first tell to you is now, again, once more, we're living in God's kingdom in Zion, a time when it is for its listeners' cause to stop and ask, what in this very faith for me it is the most important? It is important that we can come to the big summer services. Yes, it is important. It's important to see the brothers and sisters in faith from the past decades, to remember with them. And it is nice to go at the home place to go, because we know the people there. All this is good. So is this that the most important in this faith? No, not really. When Jesus had according to the evangelist, his speech, he was talking hard words, as it's been said here in the St. John's Evangelium. People heard it and they were thinking that this is hard work, nobody can stand this, and so they left. That the dust cloud was just raised, the fogs left, and they turned their back to Jesus and they left. Jesus turned to their own disciples and he asked, do you also want to leave me? The road is free when the big crowds is gone. Then after Peter said, Lord, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and we've understood that you are the Christ, the Son of living God. Peter didn't walk with Jesus because it was a nice speaker. He didn't want it especially, or he didn't think that the speeches of Jesus, but he was thinking this way, that there's not, I can't afford to leave if you want to save your soul. But this Jesus from Nazareth, he wants to follow him, because when we understand that way, that Jesus is Son of God, Lord's oil, a king. And that's why Peter followed Jesus. We would say this with the different words, but pretty much the same thought. Yes, we would, in the many difficult times, even during these times, rather would have left this blame block to seek for another flock where we would be little less hear the blames and offending statements against us, but we haven't been able to do anything for this, because we know that this God's folks among, we've known Lord Jesus, and amidst of this God's nation, Jesus have met us. And we have a participation of those eternal words. That's why the salvation of the soul, we can't And we don't want to leave this flock, but we want to do the journey with this people, with these bonds, with these pieces of bread. We want to live and feed our soul. There's all not missing to any other place when there is the salvation of the soul and the eternal life which we are reaching. In our text, we were talking. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Like I'm the farmer, or my father's farmer, like it said in some other text. When the preacher's comparison, it was really good. So he said that a branch, in general, when we think about spruce or pine, but in general, the branch, it's the strongest and the very, connection point. So we really need the hard axe hits if we want to break that, cut that branch off. We can say that these branches of the tree, they have a great strong bonds to the pole, to the tree. And God have called each of us to this living vine tree and take our strength from the core of the tree. And that took place then when God loved the world so much that he did send his only son, that not single one would not a drown who believes in him but receive eternal life. We are joined to that vine tree, so strong that it won't be cut of that branch, that God's promises in unions are so sure that that branch will hold. But then it can be cut it 15 or 20 cents from the very start of the branch. If it's bent there at the tip of the branch. So I've seen that the pine tree's branch, when it kind of bends, then it turns like the tail of the fox collar, and we don't have to wait for it too long when the branch is dying. And it dies because if it's not really living, it's formally joined, but there's not any more those living waters from the core of the tree into the branch, and the branch is dying. With the very limited time when it's being bended or broken. So the living connection between the core and the branch is being stopped. Jesus here is talking just about this. So this connection is needed, especially to take care. And this is for each of us. That union that we have, the connection, and this husband man is cleaning these branches so it would produce better fruits and more fruits, so that if one branch is broken from the core of this tree, it'll die, it'll dry, and this great big gardener will pick him up. So it'll happen so that these will be gathered as a one whole bunch, and they will be burned and nobody wants this. We don't want that. that somebody who is into this living wine tree set and has lived there, even though has been not carrying too much fruit, we don't want that this branch would be dried out, that it would be cut it off from the union of that. It is the matter that is personally very important. We pray on behalf of all the people that they would be lucky and remain and have this living connection to this core of the wine tree. I would like to connect here John's word, if we do travel in the light as God is in the light, then we have union between of us and Jesus Christ, God's Son's blood will clean us from all the sins. And this is connected to the very same matter, that each of us, we need to live in a living connection. Now it can or could be said that we're afraid of that our brothers and sisters have been thought that we would not, that we could be the branches of this tree, that we don't have any living connection. We don't need this God's congregation, nor Christ who lives amidst of this congregation. We don't live from that God's kingdom's gospel, which we hear even in this service, we've heard and will hear. They have a different kind of a food, and they still think that they could be part of branches of this wine tree. It doesn't fit into this connection, because we need to be in a living connection. It means that we live from atoning blood, the gospel, which is echoing here. It is the one from that's the last thing we want to give up, that we have the chance amongst this God's nation to hear this gospel, and the clean up this innermost of ours from all the sins endured, and then to live from the core of and the fatness of the wine tree. It's the most precious message of this faith, which we, all of us, we want to hang on there. It's not like this would be for some people needed, but it's to each and everybody to be in this living connection. And it means just that we hear the gospel of God's kingdom and God's voice. Now, in the sermons, we shouldn't tell the stories, but there's a one story that I'd like to put it here. In the Tampere, this Matirepo, the man who was before him about 50 years ago, he was visiting at the Yamsa school, and he was from exegetic master of New Testament, just about this John's book's verse, and he told that there are even that kind of a members in the congregations that are like amputated leg, put it in spare parts, so there's no blood. They're like a man-made a leg. It's kind of like there was a shoemaker who hit it the knife in his wooden leg, and so it's such a kind of a member, a leg, prothèse, that if you miss a leg, you can fix a new part, and you can walk with it, and you can even the whole limb or a knee or, but it's dead. It's not living part of the body. So this Bishop Colleen, he was explaining so good to bad that students at the school, they were kind of laughing when he was explaining his beautiful words. So the students were laughing, but there was such kind of explanation. I'm not going to explain to this. It was inside information. But anyway, what I was supposed in my sermon to sharpen to the people of this times, we've heard this different kind of even a sad messages that among the children of God there are such kind of believers that don't need that food that the children of God are treating and of which the children of God live. They try to seek their food from somewhere else and still live with the children of God. Would that be that this branch is kind of bit of a broken? There's not that living connection. And when the time goes by, and if Heavenly Father can't help these people to the good food, where all the people are preached the forgiveness of all the sins, that helps us to live from the faith and rejoin this time. It's not only a dream or wish, and it can happen that God helps a humans from to the faith and to joy and rejoice here in the life. So dear brothers and sisters, I think that you've been really thinking and maybe guessing that what I will be talking, that it really, it pays us to get closer and closer to that call gates, the Lord Jesus. His heart blood is the power of life. It's forgiveness, the bond of forgiveness of all the sins. And if I speak here about this Lord Jesus Christ, I know that all who live from this atoning blood, they are all connected strongly to this unity of the nation of God, and they will have a participation of that force that gives us life, and we find the brotherhood in faith and sisterhood in faith among the nation of God, as we wish that they also have the participation in the joy and freedom of children of God. In our text, we were speaking that Jesus is the wine, ye are the branches. And now Jesus say that he that abide in me and I in him. So this is farewell speech which Jesus gave here in St. John's, the final chapters. And there he especially sharpens this matter, that children of God would abide in me, according to one mind and love in faith, that not any sin, no, any bad would be not capable to cut off us from the love of God, from this God's nation's unity that lives here on the earth and is endeavoring in the living faith. Then in our text, we were talking about the carrying the fruit, bearing the fruit, the wine, fruit, bringeth forth much fruit, and you've been eating this wine or the grapes and raisins. As a kid, I've said, they're good. They are the fruits of the wine tree. Now this. These branches. We wish that they would bear the fruit. We have to say that this carry and bear the fruit, it's a difficult question, because we see that there's not too much of a fruit, but in the Bible it said so, that some produces 30 times and some 60 and some 100 times. And it doesn't make a difference whether it is this unit that brought the better or poorer or better. That doesn't matter, but if it produces a fruit to the Heavenly Father storage, that's good. Now, a child of God who lives in the connection of this wine tree. It is unprecedented that no one can live in this connection, in this wine tree, that he or she would not carry fruit. Every branch that is connected to this wine tree, it is for sure that he or she will bear a fruit. We should have those eye classes that where the fruit is. And the Heavenly Father sees that there's not a single one who's in faith, in believing that that the faith wouldn't work in one's life. I've tried to make this tangible in that way. That we have totally fallen in the sin. And even the world sees that, and we're corrupted by sin. But I am sure and assured that if there's a child of God, and if somebody comes to him and somebody says that I'd like to get relief from this bad conscience and bad matters, I don't believe that there would be a single child of God that would not be ready to raise his or her hands and preach to this pardoning sinner the gospel. There is not such an enemy that we would not, with the pleasure, bless with this gospel from heaven. It fits fine with us that he also will have a participation in those treasures that God has hidden in this kingdom's gospel. A child of God carries the fruit to heavenly storages, but that fruit can be seen, the one who is supposed to see the fruits. We don't see those fruits easily. But we endeavor, we're busy to work in the participation of the gospel of this kingdom, and we need the forgiveness even now, when you've, with the plentitude of people coming to hear the word, and you've experienced, you feel that are these services just an kind of in vain that there's no food for me. To you, I'd like to, from the heart of Heavenly Father, I'd like to bring that message that you can lift up your heart and believe all the sins forgiven in Jesus' name and dear atoning blood. And you as well, who feel that in Jesus' name and blood all the sins are forgiven. You who feel yourself that and doubting that I'm kind of broken branch, that is there any unity to Jesus Christ, to the Lord of this congregation? Is that kind of in a wrong position? Not broken, but kind of a little wounded. You, brother and sister, you can believe that from a whole heart, all the sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can believe from with the full heart, your Jesus wants you to be whole and unify in the living connection with the vine tree so that you carry the fruit to heavenly storages. Brothers and sisters, do believe with the good cheer and boldly all the sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and bring also a good greetings from these services to your home so that they were preaching their gospel, they were talking about Jesus, and they advised that all the children of God would stay in the living connection to Jesus Christ, that we would have the same food, the same nutrition, remain and save, and God's in His grace, in Jesus' name and blood, all the sins forgiven. Dear brothers and sisters, believe all the sins forgiven in Jesus' name until peace, joy, and freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.